This is Matt from Know Your Gamers, and you're listening to the Geeks FTW podcast.
And you're listening to episode 70 of the Angry Mailman Podcast.
And welcome to episode 64 of the Geeks for the Win Podcast.
This is your boy, Anthony Alex.
And this is your boy, Bubba.
I stole your
line.
It was unintentionally. It just came out. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. Sorry.
And we got another mashup show here, folks. Everybody seems to dig on those. This week, the long-awaited mashup show with Geeks for the Win. What's up, fellas?
Hey, everyone. This is William.
And this is the Internet's own Casual Terror.
That sounds like an Internet pimp or something. It's like, Casual Terror, hey. You're like the game show host from the future.
How's everybody?
Dude, this is you know, like usually, completely off topic, but right when you said that, you know, I ran my hand across my arm and I felt like this little place. And, you know, earlier in the week, I had like this little place come up on my face and I didn't know what it was. And I thought it was a spider bite, dude. And it was like scaring me because it had like this little black place in the middle of it. And I'm like, a spider bit my face while I was asleep. And now my eyeball's going to rot out because it's up on my cheek real high. But I took tweezers and pretty much like performed surgery on my face and that and peroxide. And everything's better now, but it's really troubling.
So nice, my voice reminds you of eyes falling out. Excellent.
No, it's like as you said that, I ran my hand across my arm and felt like something on my arm and freaked me out for a second. So I've got like arachnophobia all of a sudden.
For a moment, he experienced a little bit of Casual Terror.
That is exactly what it was. I was in Casual Terror. Well, not like that, but you know what I mean. So, the Angry Mailman Podcast is an affiliate of the Open Forum Radio Network, and as you've heard probably from Blue Man Rule's latest drop that he's put at the end of one of his shows, Open Forum Radio now has a marketing arm that we're doing a push for, and this is the first time we've mentioned on the Angry Mailman Podcast, but it's Onyx Radio, and what was the slogan? I think Blue came up with a slogan I'm going to use.
It's like, eat your heart out, Joe Rogan.
Right. It was either that or it's like the evolution of radio or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to listen to that again, and we'll make that the slogans. I thought that was pretty snazzy. But the Open Forum Radio Network, it's got a pile of podcasts, 22, in fact, at the moment. And here, Casual Terror is going to run through all 22 of them to let you know about what Open Forum Radio has to bring.
All right, you got OFM Proper, OFM Sportscast, Prove Your Point, Angry Mailman Podcast, Who Am I Radio, Sector Z Podcast, Truthfully Geeking, OWOFR, which includes Know Your Gamer, Chicago Sportscast, Guide Button, The 40cast, the Knox Broadcast Company, which includes What Does God Say, Love and Learning Podcast, The Downloadable Brothers, The Family Cast, The From Page to Screen, which includes Media, Lifecast, Spotlight, and the Geeks for the Win.
Did you mention Vault Reviews
and the Vault Reviews?
Lag Free.
Lag Free 21. I counted them.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I said Lag Free. It was in there.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. God Button Lag Free. Yeah, so that's you can go to openforumradio.com. The website, we're going to be doing some major renovations on it. I've got some things in the work. I hadn't really brought it to everybody yet, but there's some stuff going on. I'll be getting with everybody. But we're going to be beefing up the website. It's going to be the major hub for the network. So you'll be able to go to openforumradio.com, check out all the feeds and stuff, and scratch that podcasting itch you've got. So or get some penicillin, one or the other. But Bubba, I don't know if you're aware of this, son, and I'll have to get with you later. The Angry Mailman podcast has been brought to you by Audible for a while with audibletrial.com/amp, where you can get a 2-week free audiobook trial. But for the next month, Bubba, the Angry Mailman podcast is also going to be brought to you by Sandcastle Media.
Nice.
Go to Sandcastle Media. I really need to get like the official website. This just happened today. But just try Googling Sandcastle Media for right now. But you can go to Sandcastle Media for all your multimedia and web building needs. And, yeah, so for the month of November and halfway in December, Sandcastle Media is going to be a sponsor for the Angry Mailman podcast. How you like them apples, Bubba?
I love them apples.
Them apples are sweet.
Them apples are so green.
They're really good. You've got
delicious.
Right. You've got the Angry Mailman podcast in your ear hole right now, but there's other ways you can get it. I don't know how you got this one. You do. But, iTunes, Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, Blueberry, the Stitcher app. Now, William, we've discussed one thing about the Stitcher app. I know I've got a lot of people that use the Stitcher app because I've been pushing it for a while. But that does not count on our lips and numbers, and that does make me just a little bit sad.
You can actually email them and create an account, and you can see the numbers that are on there, though.
Okay.
So you can they give you a login, and you can see how many downloads are from Stitcher. I actually, emailed them complaining because, that's kind of that. I was kind of upset when I heard about that, and
yeah.
They were like, you can view your numbers for the Stitcher here. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I won't pull it from the Stitcher.
Yeah. Now, I mean, Stitcher's I know some of the bigger podcasts, they're paying them to go on Stitcher. And there was like some deals where they were like snagging some podcasts and putting them on Stitcher that the people didn't sign up for. And some of those people were a little upset because, Stitcher sells advertising and all that kind of stuff. So. But anyway, for right now, we are on the Stitcher bandwagon. We ain't hating. And I will do what you're talking about that account because I'm curious to know. I know there's several because a lot of my friends tell me that's the easiest way for them to get it. So, word. And I'm going to go ahead and throw this out here at the beginning. Other podcasts that are not in the Open Forum Radio Network that I think everybody should check out. Of course, you always hear us talking about Scarcasm. So Scarcasm and the Geeks Gone Raw Network. And, of course, my man Rashani over at Single Simulcast and Sin and Solace. I don't know if y'all – have y'all listened to Sin and Solace, that drama podcast?
Oh, yeah.
He's got 9 episodes. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Haven't heard any of the newer stuff, but, yeah, definitely heard.
Right. And then Everyday Gamers, which Everyday Gamers, I won a contest about a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and they kicked me some game codes. One of which I donated to Mr. Casual Terror right before the show, so he's not.
And I thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's Akron. It's a RTS game. So hope you enjoy that, sir. I was asking Will if you're into RTSs and stuff, and he gave me the big thumbs up on donating that to you. So, yep.
All right.
Also, the Knuckleball Cast.
Podcast Pickle this time? I was just wondering.
Yeah, I did say Pickle. I didn't say Pitchell.
Okay. Okay.
I was focused when I said that.
My
it takes like all of my brain power to not say
Pitchell. And of course, my favorite outlet of getting these things are from the shady guys pirating them in Chinatown.
Right. Yeah, selling bootleg DVDs of the Angry Mailman podcast.
Yeah. They're actually bootleg thumb drives. They've upgraded.
I had an idea about doing that one time, putting all the shows on the thumb drive and like selling them, whatever. Mm-hmm. But instead, I started putting them on DVDs and giving them away.
Well, that's better.
Right. Knuckleball Cast, Freeman Daddy, and Freeman Daddy's been having lots of guests on there. JW's on a vacation till the end of the year. So, yeah, Knuckleball Cast having lots of guests. And this special shout out, Bubba, because she is like retweeting like to beat the band. Okay, Mrs. Ink Inside Me, Get Off My Planet, and Mr. Ink Inside Me, of course, Renee, at the podcast about anything. So
they've
she's been getting
now they also do like a YouTube channel.
They do.
I went,
yeah.
I went and watched some of that. And it was pretty interesting. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. They're a pretty cool bunch, and
they have. If you don't say anything else about them, you can say they have an awesome time when they get together.
They have a good time, and they're all about some tattoos.
Oh yeah, he's tatted up, boy.
Yeah, absolutely. You need to follow her on Twitter too.
And, I do follow. Oh, I thought you
were talking to me. Everybody. Yeah, I know you do. Right?
I thought you were still talking to me, not actually the audience.
He got defensive there and said, wait a minute.
Well, see, I forgot we were podcasting. I thought we were just on the phone talking.
Right. So. Yeah. Follow Get Off My Planet on Twitter and Mr. _ Ink Inside Me. And, you know, she's all the time got funny stuff going on. And, you know, she throws some pictures up there of, like, tattoos every once in a while. So, for anybody that's into that. So go ahead.
I'm closetly into that. So.
Right. Good point. All right, fellas. Now episode 70.
Hold on. While you guys are still talking about podcasts,
right. Do it.
There's a podcast that you have recommended to me that I am absolutely hooked on.
Here we go.
We're Alive. Freaking awesome.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I've been meaning to listen to that.
If you like zombies and audio drama and high-end audio drama, this is like good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, check out We're Alive on iTunes.
I just started season two like yesterday.
Right. Yes, good times. Bubba's been on that kick too, haven't you, Bubba?
Yeah, I think it's moved up into my number one slot. It's my favorite podcast right now.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. Yeah, it's good, dude. I listen to quite a few. And Scott, that I work with, you know, sometimes we ride in my truck together, depending on, you know, the layout and stuff on the jobs. And I was playing that, you know, for a couple of hours while we drove somewhere and drove back or whatever. And after that, that joker's asked me 3 or 4 times, hey, have you listened to that podcast anymore? Like, he's not really on the computer much and all that, but he's, like, thinking about that podcast. He's wanting to listen to it.
He wants you to let him know what happened.
I think he wants me to put them all on a CD where he can play it or something. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Well,
you can buy them off Audible. There you go. Yeah.
Oh, can you? Wow.
Yes,
wow.
You can.
Yeah. So, audibletrial.com/amp. Go get them.
I bet
codes.
You can get all of them in 2 weeks.
Sure. So. Absolutely.
Now I'm subscribed. So while y'all were talking, I subscribed to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've been doing it for quite a while. They've got, I don't know, like 80 episodes or something.
Oh yeah,
there's 24 chapters.
Yeah,
and like there's three parts per chapter. So.
Yes, it's like almost 75-ish, right? So, like I was saying, episode 70/64, pants off podcasting, fellas. Right now, everybody else, as we speak, I'm standing up, pants off podcasting. There we go. Right, it's a lot better. So that's official. We were joking about it because right before we were getting started, Bubba come flying in on 2 wheels, put his headset on. We start talking. The first thing I hear was zip like that, and he's dropping pants trowel. Pants on the ground, exactly.
Looking like a fool, my pants on the ground.
Now, not necessarily that these two subjects are tied together, being pants sizes and all this kind of stuff, but my wife was she was watching The Biggest Loser last night while I was doing something else. Okay. Right, you're already laughing. Anyway, yeah. she told me, stop, let me tell you something. There was some scientist on there that was doing a brain scan of skinny people and fat people. Okay. Now, they took food and put it in front of a skinny person. Okay. Just where they could smell it and see it. And there was like the pleasure center of their brain like lit up, I don't know, like 10 or 15%. Then they took the food, put it in front of a fat person where they could see it and smell it, and their pleasure center in their brain looked like fireworks.
Sad or what?
And then so it's genetic.
Damn straight.
It's genetic.
That's right.
Now, there's a second part to this that's kind of bad. On the second part, when the skinny person actually tasted the food, then their pleasure center in their brain lit up. Not as big as old fatty smelling it. But it's still lit up pretty well. You know, they're excited about it. But now you would think whenever the fat person actually put the food in their mouth that the machine exploded, but that is not what happened. The pleasure center just lit up a little bit. And they said what this means is they get so much pleasure from seeing it, smelling it.
The anticipation.
Then they eat it, and it's a little bit of a letdown, and their pleasure center doesn't really light up as much, so they have to eat a ton of it to try to make their pleasure center light up.
It's a letdown.
Now, this is so this tells me that I'm like, it's the stacked against me, Bubba. The deck stacked against me.
They've solved obesity right there. That's obesity.
This ain't nothing like I thought it was going to be when I smelled it and looked at it.
Yeah, this I know I've eaten.
Now give me some more.
I ate half this pizza, and it's pretty good, but I want to try it with double pepperoni now, so go get me another one. Yeah, so that was the deal. And I got to think about this, okay? I don't know if y'all
feel... Pizza is awful good, but I bet it'd be better deep fried.
Exactly. That's what deep fried Twinkies and stuff comes from. But
ice cream burger? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, I got to thinking about this, and while we're eating today, I brought this up to the guys I was working with, okay? Y'all let me know if y'all feel this way. And, you know, maybe the bigger guys feel this way, and Will, you don't feel this way. There's some places where I go eat, okay? And I will eat, like, at a good restaurant, and when I get done, I feel full and satisfied. And I'm just laying back, and I'm just like, man, that was good. And then there's places like McDonald's, like Guthrie's Chicken. I don't know if y'all have that everywhere. Probably not.
Never heard
but,
of
it. But like chicken fingers. Exactly. Some places I'll go and eat, and I'll get done, and I'll eat a plenty of a portion of food, but I still feel like I want something else. I'm like, well, I'm just not satisfied. My stomach is full, but my satisfied meter just barely moved, and I'm just disappointed. Like, you know, like today we're sitting there, all right, and I'm eating these chicken fingers at Guthrie's in Moulton, Bubba. Mm-hmm. Well, they're pretty good, you know. I'm not really satisfied. Well, I look on my table. There's a big thing on my table that says, try our Otis Spunkmeyer cookies. So I'm like, man.
I believe I will.
That sounds pretty good. Then I look up on the glass, and there's a big old, like, 4-foot by 4-foot, like, static cling, you know, thing up on there. Big picture of a chocolate chip cookie. Try Otis Spunkmeyer cookies. All the tables had something on them. Up on the front register, they had a big, like, big as a basketball picture of an Otis Spunkmeyer chocolate chip cookie. And I'm like, dude, I got to have me an Otis Spunkmeyer cookie.
At that point, they might as well have been holding a gun to you.
Sure, yeah, I don't have any control. My pleasure center is pegging, and I ain't even seen a cookie. And so I do that, dude, and I'm looking up there, and you know they got the little plastic case with all the little shelves on it? Oh, well, there is no cookies in there.
Oh, and you're kidding.
I'm like, what's going on? And I go, and I'm looking. I don't say anything because, you know, there's this dude and, like, you know, these, like, all these hot college girls over there sitting together. So I'm like, I don't want to, like, start kicking over stuff saying, where's my cookies? So I'm going
to. Megan's trying to find a cookie.
I'm not going to freak out.
And I watch this. He's about to go nuts.
I'm sure that if you were checking my vitals, maybe my blood pressure went up a little bit, heart beat a little faster, probably perspiration a little bit, body temperature. And I was like, where's cookies? And I'm looking around. And then I just went and sat back down because I didn't want to make a big deal. And I said to my dad, I'm like, they got all these things up in here about cookies, but I don't see the cookies.
Yeah, that's false advertisement. You ought to sue them.
So you know what my dad, he goes to get his drink, and he's
like, Lord.
Hey, where's the cookies at? I think I got no cookies in. And he starts making a big deal about everything.
So then
I'm over there. On one hand, I'm embarrassed, but secondly, I can't wait to find out what the deal is. So then she breaks the heartbreaking news to him. Their cookie machine is broken. They don't have any cookies. And I want to just trash the place like Kiss after concert, Bubba. I was furious that here it is. They got all these cookies up in my face. Buy cookies, buy cookies.
Want to trash that place like a Charlie Sheen hotel room.
Sure, exactly. Because it's like I was not winning at that point. There was no cookies for me. And they were like advertising me, like saying, come eat cookies. Bubba, it was I'm going to be a little graphic here. So if you're listening to this with your kids, earmuffs. This was the cookie equivalent of Blue Balls. Is what this okay. I got my Cookie Jones all going. I'm just ready. Cookie chocolate chip. Here we go. And then I was just left at the altar.
And you just had to go.
Well, that's foreplay and no end game.
Yeah, it's bogus.
Then you had to just stop by the gas station, get you a little pack of them cheap cookies, and take care of it yourself.
I was forced to self cookie tie myself.
I got something.
Do it.
I had an ex-girlfriend. She used to call her I don't know what way to put this. Her bajingo. I don't know what.
Her cookie.
Her cookie.
Her cookie.
Heyo.
So every time I hear cookie, that's what I. That's exactly what I think of.
All right. Her cookie brings all the boys to the yard.
Not really, but.
Well, maybe her oven was broke too.
That is true. Maybe she could not get her oven going, and that's the problem. Right. So I was disturbed by that. Yeah, that was somewhat. Now, here's something else. See, I make notes on my phone, and then I make notes on paper, and sometimes I'll make an outline, and we'll get off on something, and I won't finish the outline, and I'll have to, like, remember to not to throw it away. All right, did I talk about the girl that we went and did the work on, Bubba, that was from Minnesota that worked with the carnival? Did I talk about that?
No.
Okay. All right, because I really thought I did. My dad asked me about it, and I'm like, I think I did. All right, so, like, week before last, we go to work on this house. And so we're out there working on the house, and it's just this old lady. And so then while we're working on the house, we're, like, installing new air. It's like a beat-up old house, junk underneath. It looks like the house is going to fall in. I just hope we get, like, our duct work and our air conditioning unit and everything put in before the house falls on us. It's a dump. So, you know, we got to, like, just tear out just junk to get our stuff in, throw stuff, kicking it. So we're doing all that, and this old lady's there. So then next thing you know, I hear a dog barking in the yard. And there's a girl out there with the dog, and she looks like your typical, I would say, college girl softball team player. You know that build, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got your college. I mean, the college girls, you know, you got some that are tall and skinny, but most of them look like they haul bricks around or something. And it's muscle. They're chunky girls.
Big, yeah, like a brick house. I like right. that, yeah.
So that's how she is. You've got it exactly right. So she's out there, and she's playing with this little dog. So she's running around. Well, you know, you think, and she looks like she's, I don't know, 30, early 30s. So then, you know, you expect women that age stuff to act, you know, fairly normal. Well, she starts running around side to side and acting crazy with this dog, chasing around the yard. Now, while that's going on, I come inside, and I'm talking to, you know, Scott, and he's like, they just came from up the road right before all this. And they're like, we were driving up the road. There was some girl walking up down the road in, like, these, like, super tight, like, yoga pants type things or whatever. And he was like, man, she was built like a – pretty much like a brick house. I said, well, I don't know if it's her, but there's a girl out in the backyard that fits that description. So they peek out there, and it's the same girl. She was walking up down the road. Well, that's really odd. She lives there. So anyway, then she asks, hey, I can't find my cell phone. Can I borrow one of you guys' cell phone? Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the only one of the people standing there that has one. I let her, she tries to find her cell phone. So she already got a lost cell phone. All right. So then, she talks and turns out she's from Minnesota. She's from somewhere up north. I can tell by her accent. While I'm inside putting on the thermostat, I said, how did you get down here from Minnesota? And she's like, well, I got left by the carnival. Okay. You got left by the carnival. Yeah. I said, what'd you do to get thrown out of the carnival? It wasn't me. It was, you know how them carnies are. I'm like, okay. And I look, and she's taking off her little hoodie, and she's got tattoos up and down both arms. One going down her calf, it says Hopper or something on it, like with a big frog. I don't know what that means. And, she's telling me a story about how her boyfriend, her baby daddy in Minnesota was having trouble. Okay, fighting for the kids. Well, she decides, I guess he got custody of the kids. And she said, screw you guys, I'm joining the carnival. So she joined the carnival in Minnesota. And she travels down and makes it down to Alabama, Bubba. Now, just for y'all that don't know, okay, the big cities in Alabama, you know, Birmingham, Mobile, Huntsville, there's some big cities. Jasper is not a big city. Okay, this...
She for those of you who have watched Big Law with Butterbean, you right. know that Jasper is not a big
Jasper's city. A backwoods dump, okay? Now, the carnival, she got dumped in Jasper. So this wasn't too spectacular a carnival, first of all, to even be performing in Jasper. That's like performing in...
Or anywhere around Jasper, really.
That's like, Stuart, that's like if the carnival was performing in Hooterville or something. You know, like, I don't know if you're a Green Acres.
Where is that? I want to know where that is.
Good point. He has no idea about Hooterville, Bubba. We're talking to two young guys that don't know about Green Acres and Hooterville.
You got to know about Hooterville.
So, yeah, so she tells me all this stuff, and then I'm thinking, okay, you know, if you're kicked out of Carnival, I already don't have a good opinion of you. And then she begins to tell me about how she had back trouble. She was on welfare, and she used to get a big bucket of pills every month for welfare for her back. And now she can't get no pills. And she's when she talks about pills, she gets this look in her eye and starts grinding her teeth a little bit. So I can tell this chick is like a dope head. And so then I make the connection. I bet you got thrown out of the Carnival. You like stole people's stuff, like trying to buy pills or whatever. So I was glad when that job was over just to get away from her because, it was the stuff.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and have a bad opinion of her for joining the Carnival.
Sure. Yeah. When you leave your kids,
or for getting rejected from the Carnival. I mean, that's even worse.
But then it takes quite a turn when they throw you out of the Carnival.
Yeah.
Especially the Carnival that was performing in Jasper.
Right. Yeah. Back was a little nothing Carnival. And then Bubba, I mean, we're in Alabama, and I don't know if it's just the numbers of crazy people around here are so much worse. I trained on a mail route a few weeks ago with a lady that's been there a long time. I'm riding in the back. And so we stop, and as we're pulling up to this mailbox, you know, I don't know this route. I don't know these people. There's a woman out in her yard, and apparently there's mosquitoes or something flying around her face or gnats. She keeps flailing, swatting the air in front of her head, getting gnats or mosquitoes or something out of her face. Well, then as we pull up closer and we stop, she stands out there and she's talking to us. And the whole time she's talking to us, I get a little closer. She's not like swatting mosquitoes and gnats out of her face. She's doing some weird hand thing that looks like she's, you know, how people like Elvis or something stick their hand out and kind of shake it or whatever. She's doing that in front of her face, and then it's like her hand turns into a bird and flies away. And then she'll
have Parkinson's?
No, she's just crazy. And she does this over and over again. As she talks, she has a conversation. You're supposed to – it's some kind of Tourette's is what – it really is. The lady that I was training with –
I'm literally doing it right now. I'm literally got my hand up in my face.
Hold your hand in front of your face.
And then flying it off like a bird. That's what I'm doing right now.
Hold it right in front of your eyes. Shake like Elvis. And then have
like
the hand, then have the hand –
shake it like you're holding a note out.
Right, exactly.
Then let it fly away.
So that's what she did about 15 times while we're talking to her. It just keeps
happening. Were you laughing?
I was smiling. I was trying to cover. I'm in the back seat. And
Thank goodness I wasn't there.
The other lady would have been bent over. She just keeps talking to her like it's nothing. Like, yeah, yeah. And she starts talking about how, you know, this is the anniversary of her mama dying, or this is her mama's first birthday after she died. Something. Everybody's so serious, and they're having this
conversation. Tell me she didn't go with the serious conversation.
She's having this deadly serious conversation about how her mother died, how she's so upset, and all that does is seem, Bubba, to work her up into more of a frenzy where her hand is just getting more fanatical. And it's all right around her face. You cannot look her in the face and hear her talk because her hand keeps flying back and forth in front of her face and then flying away.
I'm glad I didn't see that because
as soon as we
know what? Serious moment or not, you'd have seen my phone up so quick with a video camera rolling.
Right. So as soon as we pulled away, the lady, I said, "What was that? What was what? What do you mean, what was what? That lady's she's flying all over her face. What's crazy? What is that? Oh, she's a little upset. No, that is not upset. That is some like some brand of crazy you get a check for. That is not." That's not yard crazy. That's like institution crazy.
Well, I had a friend who he was, you know, LD, learning disabled, and he would do a thing where like he would clap in front of his hand or in front of his face, and then he would bring it back like the basically what you're saying where it would fly away, and he would just shake his hands and then clap again and bring his hands back and shake and just, you know, all
so
the time.
So it sounds like this lady wasn't a one of a kind. It sounds like there's some specialized disorder where people do a hand thing in their face and then it flies away.
I can just see the lady with like the claw hand
shaking it like Elvis, just
holding it out for any face, like
by the way,
like Elvis just did a high kick and he's finishing the last bar of My Way. It's right in front of her face, and then it floats away. So I don't know. I thought it was just Alabama. So this is Oklahoma, where you've got another one of these hand flailers?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. You see any hand flailers in Indiana up there, Stuart?
No.
Okay. All right. I'm making a note. No hand flailers in Indiana.
Yeah, I've not seen none. Otherwise, you'd have seen them on YouTube.
Right. Now, today, okay, or again, Moulton. We go up and we're riding to Moulton, this house out in the woods. And as we go back there weaving around, all right, I see, you know how, I don't know, do they do this up north or out in Oklahoma, William, where if somebody dies, like on the side of the road, they make like a little shrine to like people that died on the side of the road, like if they were in a car wreck or something and died there?
Like a kid mm-hmm. who's walking across the street and gets killed and they do?
This is just like anybody. If you have a car wreck and hit a tree and die on the side of the road, somebody builds like a shrine to you.
Yeah, they do that, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I see that a bunch down here. Well, today, though, we're on this country road, and we come around a corner. There's some trees, and I can tell there was some damage. And I can see we was coming up on one of those shrines. Of course, from far away, I can see right away the shrine is encompassed by a about 6 foot tall and 10 to 12 foot long rebel flag. Okay. So I'm like, well, that's kind of bizarre. Well, as we turn around the corner and I see it, there's like multiple smaller rebel flags. But the big one is a giant, you know, normal rebel flag that you'd see, Confederate battle flag. But it also is like the whole middle is covered by a giant wolf. And I don't know. I don't even know what that was about. I started taking a picture of it. But I don't know if a Confederate wolf died there or if that's...
Well, no, that's just one of them. That's just one of them flat. You know, you see them people. I have never seen them up here. But down south, you see them all the time. They just pull their van up into a parking lot somewhere and pull out a bunch of rugs and flags and stuff and sell them.
Yeah. You know, that's fancy.
That's what that is. And then somebody said, well, I tell you what, people down south, you know, they're going to like this rebel flag. And, hey, we throw a wolf on there, they'll buy it even more.
Yeah, is that like what is that T-shirt everybody talks about? It's like the coolest T-shirt, the one that's got like three wolves or something on it. I saw that on something one time. You need to Google that, the three wolf shirt. It's like been classified as the coolest shirt in the world. It's like a moon. It's like a black shirt with a moon and like a big wolf and like a smaller wolf in the background and then way in the background like a real small wolf howling at the moon. I've seen that.
I've heard about it.
Yeah, that's the fanciest shirt around. So, yeah. So, I don't know. I've just been disturbed by that. And then when we stopped the other day, my dad had to go buy like a license at the courthouse. And this old beat-up van drove up with this young girl driving. And she's helping out this lady that looks like she's about 143. And she's helping her out with her walker. And it's got like the cut tennis balls on the bottom, and she's just barely moving. You think she's never going to get up there, and somebody else walks by and says, hey, how you doing? You come up here for such and such? She's like, no, I got to help Miss Betty get her license. So apparently Miss Betty, that's like 143 years old with a walker that has to have somebody drive her up to the thing because she's so incapacitated and old, is getting her driver's license renewed. So I was stunned by that. So, right.
I'm a firm believer that at a certain age, you should have to retake your driver's test.
I think that might offend somebody,
but.
Or head injuries. If you've had major head injuries, that's an automatic retake. Or periodically.
Flail your hands around in your face.
Exactly.
And fly.
If you've got the floaty, the Elvis shake floaty hand, then you have
And just so everybody knows, that is the medical term for it, the Elvis shake floaty hand.
Right. ESPH. It's common. You can look that up. That's in the
Elvis shake.
Right. So I don't. Yes. I mean, did y'all have any like really old teachers from your school, like substitutes that were like excessively old that you thought didn't need to be teaching anymore? Surely. Yeah. I mean,
I didn't have any that were excessively old, but I did. But let me just tell you, I had this one lady, and her name was Miss Carter. Right. She was old. And the first thing she would do, she'd come in. She always brought a big garbage bag with her to class. And we, nobody ever really knew what it was at first, but of course we all learned. But she'd come in and she'd sit down and be like, my name is Miss Carter. That's C-A-R-T-E-R.
Right, Ara.
Mm-hmm. And then periodically, all she would do is sit down at the desk. She never would do let it make us do anything. She was sitting down at the desk, and periodically, every custodian in the school would come by there and get, like, a snack out of her garbage bag.
Wow.
Yeah, so she was, like, the lady who was the substitute that the custodians would come and get a snack from.
That's weird. You know, out of a garbage bag?
Yeah, out of a black trash bag. Now, thinking back on it, it's a little strange.
Yeah.
Got dope or something in there?
Could have been some good brownies she had in there or something. I don't know.
Right.
But I do know that every custodian we had came in there to get something out of that bag.
Oh, no. Was there money being exchanged, or did they just...
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Did her garbage bag bring all the boys to the yard?
It brought all the boys and all the girls to the yard if they had custodian uniform on.
Right. Okay.
And then we also had a substitute teacher named Miss Obert, and she was from England. And oh Lord, we had fun with that. She was so easily taken advantage of, and that's terrible. But hey, it was high school. What are you going to do?
That's what you got to do.
And one time, we were in. One of the science labs, one of the biology labs, or I don't remember what class it was, but they all had those, you know, they had the sinks in there where you could turn on one sink and it was water and the other sink was some type of gas.
Wow.
And yeah, and somebody turned the gas sink on just a little bit and raised their hand and said, Miss Obert, I think the gas is leaking. So Miss Obert goes over there and sticks her nose under it. And she's like, I don't smell anything. And then they're like, turn it on a little more. So she turns it on a little more. Look, by the time she was done, she had inhaled so much gas that she had passed out.
Wow.
And they had to call the ambulance.
Wow.
She left out there in an ambulance from sniffing gas.
Wow. My dad's teaching. Go ahead, Stuart.
Well, as a former sub, that's kind of disturbing.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Hey, I was a sub. I was a sub when I lived in Louisiana at two different high schools.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But, yeah. And, you know, hey, it is what it is.
Disturbing why, Stuart? Disturbing that the woman was so stupid she would huff gas as you passed out?
Yeah. Yeah, that.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was a sub, I was actually like two years older than the people I was teaching.
Well, nice. So you got a lot of respect then is what you're saying.
Well, I was often confused for a student.
Right.
One time I went into a sub for a class, and like, oh no, the class is actually over here because the sub never showed up. That's me. I'm the sub.
Were you late?
They're like, stop playing before we write you up for being tardy.
It was one of those teachers that moved around to different classrooms.
Yeah.
And it was a school I'd never been in. So I got a little lost between classes.
So did you get like a shirt that says I'm the sub? You didn't have to like answer that question all the time?
Well, this was also the alternative school.
Right.
Oh.
Like Pearl Jam or like...
like
yeah. Yes. Like where the people who get expelled go.
So not only are you only 2 years older than these people... But they are probably like way more fierce.
Yes.
Yeah, that's no good.
So I was terrified.
She took a job to be bullied, is what it sounds like.
They're coming in wearing gang colors.
The people that I graduated school to get away from, you like took a job to go hang back out with them.
That was just that one time, and I said, you know what? Never call me for that school again.
Wow.
I told them to call me at the time because it's jump paid like $60 a day.
To go sit in a class and
yeah,
you didn't really even have to make them do anything, did you? You just chill.
Right.
I mean, not really. Like whenever I would sub for junior high and high school, you didn't have to do. They already had all their assignments like written on the board or whatever, and they knew what they had to do, so I didn't have to do jack. Nice. Only time I ever had to actually teach was when I would sub for elementary, and that was fun too, though. Honestly,
wow, that's so funny to think about you like teaching a bunch of elementary kids. That would be so entertaining.
They loved me, by the way. They loved me. Like anytime, like there was one class that I had to stay in. I had to stay with them for like 2 weeks because their teacher was on some kind of leave.
Right.
And then every time they would see me in the hall, like if I would sub another class, they would always come up to me and like ask me when I was going to come back over there and see them and all that stuff. So it was pretty
cool. your substitution skills brought all the kids to your yard. Oh, that's the last time I'm going to make that
joke. I was going to say, are we going to go with that all day?
No, that's the only time. Well, for some reason, it's just been, I heard a guy tell the joke about it. He was making a joke about like something like that, and nobody got it, so I've been using it. So
right. Well, I was kind of the same way. Like the students would request me to be in their classroom, and then one time the teachers were like, you know what, we actually need another sub, so why don't you just stay and become permanent here?
Wow.
So I was there for about a year.
Yeah, I think that's what you were doing when I first met you. That was your job.
Yeah.
Nice. I did have a teacher, and Bubba, you'll probably recognize this story. When we recorded with Cthulhu that time, and the episode was just completely jacked up by Pam, I talked about some of this, and it was all gone, so it's never really made the air. But there was this Miss Kenny, a really old lady, no relation to Kenny the Retarded Tiger. She had this deal where if you threw any paper away, you were not allowed to wad it up and throw it in the garbage can. You had to like lay it in their flat because the sound of people wadding that paper like made her mad or something. So, I mean, she was all weirded out about that. And she also had like a wig, and people would try when she was like laying there sitting there dozing off. They would try to take like rulers and stuff and knock her wig off her head while she was asleep, which is really, really bad. But then
key point there while she was asleep.
Right. Yeah. She would go out. Well, I had Coach Hit, who was like some kind of ball coach. And I think he was a
Coach
complete,
Hit.
Hit.
What was his name?
Hit. With two T's. Right.
You're kidding.
No.
What a great name for a coach.
Oh yeah. And he would paddle and stuff. He did like junior high football. Yeah. He was dumb to teach varsity football.
Okay.
But he would always come in there. He taught science, and it was like the first class of the day. It's like 8 o'clock, and that joker would sit up there, and he would mumble for a minute, and he would fall asleep like while he's supposed to be reading to us or something, and just sit up there and drool at his desk, and we'd all look at each other and giggle because he fell asleep all the time. I don't know what this joker did at night, but it was him, and then in third grade, evil Miss Carlson.
Ooh. And
evil Miss Carlson. What she did, there's a little chubby boy named Anthony Alex that was going back to the cloakroom to put his
lunchbox. Oh, I remember this one, yeah.
His lunchbox in Codeway. All right. And he, this little boy, this little cherub of a child, rosy cheeks and kind disposition, knocked over the curtain that was there with a little spring rod, little spring loaded. I mean, nothing major holding it up. So it would fall. She would freak out. And this day, she decided that little Anthony Alex was going to stand on a chair and hold this curtain rod up in place where it was supposed to go for about 4 hours. So I, for like 4 hours one day in the third grade, I stood there and cried as I held this curtain rod way up over my head till my arms got tired. And
cried with humiliation.
Yeah, I was upset. Everybody's staring at a little fat kid because he's holding his hands up over his arm.
His shirt's up over his belly a little bit.
You know his belly's showing. It's all the way up to his belly button because he's a little fat kid. And, so I was pretty upsetting. And then, you know, this same teacher, another times when kids would get up in and out of their desk without permission, she would take a roll of gray duct tape and duct tape kids to their chair. And at one point, she took a roll of baling wire out of her deal, and she wired this little girl to her chair with baling wire.
My God, what did this woman think she was doing?
Uh-huh.
Who comes prepared with baling wire?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then this other girl, like, dropped her.
Well, pistol. I might need this. Better throw this baling wire in my purse.
Sure. Yeah. She's prepared. She's a complete nut job.
Just glad that she left the barbed wire at home.
Right. Yeah. Razor wire. She
probably had that with her.
So then one time this girl like dropped her pencil twice in one day, and Miss Carlson took duct tape and duct taped her pencil into her hand, like just because she dropped it twice. Mm. So this lady, of course, you know, I was like third grade, And I told my mom about it. My mom was like, what? So we go up to the school. It's me and her and the principal. And then they bring Miss Carlson in. Well, I'm here to like tell the story, like for all the kids. We're going to like have freedom from Miss Carlson to tell everybody the evil stuff she's doing. Well, she sits there and stares at me, and I get upset, and I don't talk, and I just cry. And in third grade. So she completely got off because she had me intimidated, and I was scared to tell the story because I didn't know what she'd do to me. And I know I found out 10 or 12 years later she was still at the school, and I think she'd been sued a couple times, but she was still teaching. Third grade.
That's terrible.
Wow.
That is terrible. William, do you remember any ridiculous teachers, dude?
Let's see. I remember in elementary school we had there was two people in elementary school that I just remember distinctly. One was the principal that we got like halfway, you know. We got a new principal because our first principal was just so good that they promoted him. And he was a former high school coach. And
Joe Paterno.
Oh, too soon.
All right.
And he decided to create basically in-school detention for elementary school kids.
Wow. That's hardcore.
That's pretty hardcore.
And he would put kindergartners or pre-K even. I mean, if they were acting up, because, you know, pre-K kids, they're going to act up a little because
sure. They're
young.
They're idiots. When you're that age, you're an idiot.
And yeah. There would be like pre-K and kindergarten kids, you know, in school detention.
My son is 8, and at any given time, he would be looking at you, be perfectly calm and everything. He will jump up and down, make monkey noises, and dance across the floor for no apparent reason. When you're 8, that's just the kind of crap you do. You don't have to have a reason. You're just 8-year-olds are all idiots.
What about when you're 24?
When you're 24, you probably need to be on the same drugs that Elvis Shake Flighty Hand woman is on.
I'll tell you what. When I was all through elementary, all the elementary years, I had a coach for PE named Coach Powers. And I'm not going to get into everything, but I will say that he would pick on the little fat kids.
Sure.
And here's how I feel about the whole situation. If I saw him today, I don't care if he's 65 years old, I'd whip his tail today.
Sure. I
wouldn't care where I was. I wouldn't care who was around. If he passed by me and I recognized, well, there's Coach Powers, it'd be on. I'd be whooping him. 65 years old, I'd be whooping him.
I tried out for the basketball team in like 11th grade. I was all about basketball. But again, I was a fat kid. Well, Coach Tripp, who got caught later. Yeah, there's all these ridiculous names.
These are weird names for coaches.
Hit and Trip. Right.
There was Coach Grace also. Grace, Hit, and Trip.
Well, he was the good one. Right. Grace was the good one.
He really was the good one. But anyway, so I tried out for the basketball team. What?
I said Trip. Well, Coach Trip was always tripping on folks.
Bogus. So I'm like, my cousin's like, you need to try out for the basketball team. All you do is play basketball. I know you love it. You need to try out for it. I said, all right, I'm going to do it. So I'm like, man, I'm going to try out for it. We'll see how it goes. I mean, I was pretty good. I played like every day, you know, like 2 or 3 hours a day. I'm still fat, though. So I get out there. They're like, okay, you know, we'll practice shooting. I want y'all to know, okay. I got out there, and they're just bouncing the ball to me. We're just taking turns shooting threes. I shot the most consecutive threes that I've ever done in my life. Out there at basketball practice tryouts the first time. He's after watching. I drained Bubba like 8 threes in a row from different places around the court. I look like freaking Kobe Bryant out there.
Larry Bird.
Yeah, just boom. So that at the end of the day, I'm thinking, wow, that was incredible. I've never shot that good. So, I mean, I don't know what did that. So at the end of the day, I'm thinking, man, that was really good, dude. I may make it after all. I look at the sheet where they made the cuts for the first day. They cut the three fat kids. I'm included. Me and two fat kids. So it didn't matter if I was like a stinking basketball ninja, like draining every shot. It didn't matter. Nobody cares. You're a fat kid. you're done.
That's just the rule, the world we live in.
Coach Tripp. Buddy. Thanks, buddy. Sucker.
Who talked you into trying out, Bo?
No, it was Stephanie. Bo's older sister, yeah. She's like, you
I was
really
going to say Bo might have done that out of spite, hoping you'd get cut, but it's not Stephanie.
No, Bo. I mean, Bo's like 5 years younger, so when I was in that, Bo was like yeah, I was in 11th grade, he's like in 6th grade. So
I think about it now, because now it's like we're all the same age. So.
Right, yeah. Oh, yeah. So we completely derailed William's story. So is that so? He made everybody have all these little elementary kids have detention.
Yeah, and then he decided, you know, oh, our school we're gonna have a special ed program. You know, we're gonna have special teachers for and special you know special kids with special needs are gonna come, and then he decided to put them in. You know.
Detention?
In the detention. In That's, school detention.
Now that I oppose.
And these kids were.
Because those are the kids I taught.
I mean, yeah, these they kids can't help are the craziest, me. Most violent. I mean.
Sure.
I mean, there was.
Even more so than regular idiot kids.
There was one. I remember his name. His name was Bobby. He had one of the most country hick accents, like, ever.
Somebody named Bobby?
Yeah, and
surely not.
with a little, you know, and he it had a touch of special ed, of course. And he would always like freak out and throw chairs, and I almost got hit a few times with, you know.
He had a touch of Kenny, Bubba.
I've had those students.
He would freak out, throw chairs, and then he would. Whenever he would get it sent to like the principal's office or the detention room. He would be like, it wasn't me. It was my evil twin.
Well, at least he had a backup plan.
And he stuck with that for like, and, you know, everyone would always be like, boy, you don't have an evil twin. And
he should have come to school with a little Spock goatee, evil Spock goatee, like on his lip and just a little thing like that, and be like, I'm Robbie. I'm Bobby's evil twin.
Robbie.
Just so everybody could see him and then run away. And then, like, so you'd have, no, really. I mean, y'all have heard Bubba's story about when he was in college and they had a fictitious student there, right? I mean, I don't know if Bubba, I mean, I know there's some people, we got new listeners all the time. You know, I mean, I think that is an outstanding story. That's like a best of story.
Basically, what happened was, we were sitting around, and we would always try to come up with something, you know, to do that keep us bored. I've heard of people that go to school there now, and they're like, this is the most boring thing. But it wasn't like that when we were there. But anyways, so what we did, me and one of my roommates, Ryan Lloyd, we were sitting around one day, and I can't remember the exact beginning of it. We either came up with it in our apartment, or he came up with it right on the spot during a conversation with somebody. But basically, we made this guy up named Josh McNamara.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And we would subtly add him into our conversations with people. Like somebody would, like we'd be out. Somebody, what are y'all getting ready? What are y'all going to do tonight? Oh, we're just going to go out to whatever. We're going to go downtown. Well, who's going? Well, it's just going to be me and Barry and Ryan and Josh and Shafe. Well, who's Josh? You know, Josh McNamara. I don't think I know him. Well, he's just one of our buddies. You know, whatever. So we it
with
got
a full
to the
description.
Point where.
You had a full description of what he looked like.
Yeah, it got to the point where we were doing a full description of him. Nobody really noticed that it was a description of our other roommate. But Josh McNamara had red hair. He wore glasses. He was from Tennessee. We had even all the way down to his hometown. And so, you know, but before we knew it, like, we would hear other people talking about Josh McNamara. Like, you would hear a conversation. Well, who all was there? Well, I think it was just all the blah blah blah. Josh McNamara, you know, and so we decided to go ahead and take it to the next level, where sure. we were friends with the secretary to the dean of students, and the student body, you know, dean of students, or whatever. So we told her, we were like, hey, add this guy's name to the roster in some of these classes. So she did, and next thing you know, we're in class, and the teachers, the professors, are calling out roll to see who all's there, and they keep calling Josh McNamara and marking him absent.
You just slam your hand down to your desk and giggle.
Yeah, and he's going, "Was anybody?"
One teacher, Josh McNamara.
Yeah. Old Brother Brown be like, does anybody know what the deal is with Josh McNamara? He's not been here. He's missed quite a few days. Does anybody know what the deal is with him? Is he, you know, and he's like asking us, and we're like, I don't know. I think he's been sick. Somebody said he had the flu, you know. It was always somebody said, you know.
That is like the most in-depth prank and like the largest scale.
Yeah. That was an episode of The Community.
Really?
And then when we would play.
It was.
When we would play
this
back.
This happened like way before the Community existed.
Hey, when and when we would play like the basketball 6 years tournament. Ago.
Yeah.
Hey, whenever we'd the basketball tournament, you'd look up and you'd see girls because girls would always make shirts for the guys or whatever for basketball and
there
football.
There was not a girl that had Josh McNamara's.
Oh yeah, you look up and a girl has Josh McNamara's name on a shirt or on a poster.
Oh.
And I promise you, there was Josh McNamara shirts and posters being made for the football and basketball.
Bubba, for the record, Stuart called you out as a big fat liar, and he said you made this up from an episode of Community.
I did not.
I don't know if you're paying attention, Bubba. That's what just happened.
It's recorded.
Make sure you're paying attention.
Oh yeah.
He said.
You know.
Yes, that did not happen. That was an episode of Community. So.
Was that really an episode of The Community?
No, it was actually one of the guys created a fake class that he was enrolled in, and then it evolved into the entire class was fake except for him. Like everybody in the class was fake.
All right, I withdraw that, Bubba. Yeah, what he just said was nothing.
Yeah, that's way different.
Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate
mine's way better. So.
Right, and it really happens.
Hey, every now and then, one of us would go to the office and tell them we'd need Josh McNamara, and they'd come over the loudspeaker. You'd hear, boom, Josh McNamara to the office, please.
There's nothing better than that, because every time, I remember the deal was like, whenever you had like subs and stuff, and they'd ask you to like pass around like the first day of school or whatever, pass around, everybody write your name on the paper. How funny it was for people to just like make up names, and half of them you'd be get like names from off the Simpsons. Whenever they like call into the bar and ask for people, you try to work as many of those as you could in there. Mike Hunt.
That's the one you go with, okay.
Mr. Hunt was always quite popular on the Simpsons. Right?
Or the one from Chris Farley, old last name Meehoff, first name Jack.
Right. Yeah, I think they called like a lot of those on there. That's pretty funny. If you just like got a list of those, I'm sure that'd be hilarious. Is Shirley here? No. Right. So, Bubba, this may help you out in some of your travels, okay? Hotel creates snore-proof room. A UK trial of snore absorption room by Crowne Plaza Hotels promises relief for travelers. They're using, like, different stuff on, like, the walls and all this, different pillows that absorb sound, and even, like, a white noise machine that they're putting in the rooms to, like, drown out the sound. For, I guess, really ridiculous snorers.
Yeah, let's cover up the noise with noise.
Yeah.
And go to sleep.
Well, you know, that's pretty much how, like, noise-canceling headphones work. They just, like, they just make noise to cover up noise.
That's strange.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a snorer myself, per se, but.
Okay. Dad fights a zoning board order to destroy backyard treehouse. This guy, it's in Fairfax County, Virginia. He comes back from war. Okay. He's been promising his kids, when daddy comes back from war, I'm going to build y'all a treehouse. 8 and 10 year old sons. He left from Iraq, came back. Boys, when I get back from Iraq, I'm building you a treehouse. They're all fired up. He goes out there and, he builds them a $1,400 treehouse out there. I'm talking about fancy.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, wood's high anyway, but this thing is. I mean, he's been going to Iraq, Bubba, and he's been promising these kids. So these two little boys, they're both Boy Scouts, so you're not going to impress them with some piece of junk.
No, it's got to be a by God treehouse.
Sure. Right. You're going to have your friends come over, and you want them to say, wow. Well, he checked, and he was assured that with the County Board of Zoning that everything was squared away. He wouldn't have to get any permits or anything silly like that. All he needed was a zoning variance. All right, so he figured he had all his ducks in a row. So then he gets it built and all this stuff, And he ends up having inspectors come one after another after it's built. And he had to pay $1,800 in permits and fees.
Oh, you're kidding.
He had to pay $885 for a special permit to build the treehouse after the fact. And then another $975 of additional penalties. Property lines had to be redrawn, showing it was like he added a whole building outside.
So how much is that all together? Does it say?
Yeah, well, the $1,400 treehouse plus $1,800 in permits. So those two numbers, yeah.
$3,200.
So the $1,400 treehouse, yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy.
So that is a high dollar treehouse. So the deal is he's to the point now where I still don't think they have completely bought off on it, but he's to the point now where if they don't just buy off on it now, he can't keep throwing money into it. He's telling people that he may have to tell his kids, I'm sorry, and just have to tear the treehouse down.
Either that or sell their house and live in the treehouse.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And then they'll hit him with some taxes or something.
That's ridiculous. Don't mind me while I'm out here fighting for your freedom.
Right.
But charge me to build my treehouse.
Yeah.
Not stupid.
That is stupid. So, but this right here, also, William, city repeals ordinance banning domestic battery. Topeka. The governing body voted 7-3 Tuesday evening to repeal the part of the city ordinance banning domestic battery. Which, I mean, that sounds good in and of itself. I think we all would agree. But what the deal is the reason they're doing it is not to actually change the law, but they don't want the city police to have to respond to these domestic battery calls. So they're changing it to where it's not against a local city ordinance. So the county sheriffs have to come out and take care of it. So it's kind of like they're just like being kind of shady. But on paper, I think we can all get behind repealing ordinance of domestic battery, I would think. Wouldn't you think? I mean, if you need to pop your wife in the mouth every once in a while.
Every now and then it needs to happen, you know?
Sure.
I mean, every now and then she needs to just shut that mouth.
Exactly.
One of these days, straight to the moon.
Exactly. Right. All right. Now, I don't know if any of y'all are planning on climbing Mount Everest. Stuart, are you looking at Mount Everest sometime?
I was, yeah.
Okay. Well, Mount Everest, they're wanting to put something in new. They're trying to get Nepal to install toilets on Everest because during the climbing season, so many people try to do it and they keep going up like one after another that the mountain is being damaged by the amount of feces and urine just streaming down off the mountain from all these people doing it.
Oh, my God.
It is damaging the mountain, and it's completely – I mean, you're trying to climb up the mountain, and you've got big frozen mounds, people dropping deuces everywhere, like big wads of toilet paper, and like frozen like yellow puddles and all this stuff all the way up. So apparently it's become so much of a problem.
I'm going to be honest.
If it
hits me and I need to go drop old William Shatner off.
Right.
I'd like to have a toilet instead of an ice block, personally.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to hang your rear end out over a pile of snow and then do that dog butt drag across the snow to clean it.
Do that dog with his glands full of butt.
Sure, right.
I want to see one of those victory poses at the top of a guy sitting on the toilet with his pants down and his arms up and fists.
Absolutely. I did it. Yeah. Victory!
Motivational poster.
Sure. Yeah. A Michigan resident faces 93 days in jail for vegetable garden. So Julie Bass of Oak Park, Michigan, she was given a warning followed by a ticket. Now, this is really not that ridiculous of a vegetable garden in her front yard. She's got like four little plots that they're made out of wood. They look like, you know, flower boxes out in her yard. They look like they're probably 6 foot long and maybe 3 or 4 foot wide.
Well, the way I see it, raise meat and you won't have this problem.
Right, yeah. I ain't going to say that because when I say that, it'll sound completely unintentional. So I'm not going to promote
meat. You're a big fan of the meat.
Something like that. So I just dropped it. So she's just like getting all kind of fines and stuff. So she's got like a trial. She's going to have to go to trial because she's in downtown Detroit trying to grow a little garden, trying to save a little money. Economy's bad.
Detroit, of all places.
Right. So that's pretty ridiculous. Now, I don't know if you heard about this, Bubba. I was pretty confused. Controversial therapy for preteen transgender patient raises questions. A lesbian couple in California who says their 11-year-old son, Tommy, who wants to be a girl named Tammy, are giving their child hormone blockers that delay the onset of puberty so that he can have more time to decide what gender he wants to be.
Oh, well, that's good.
What?
That's good parents right there. Uh-huh. Good job. Good job raising that kid.
Hormone blockers. Tommy wants to be Tammy instead of, like, letting him go through puberty and have, like, junk and all that has to be removed or whatever. They're just going to, like, go ahead and block it now to where things don't develop and it's a whole lot easier to take care of down the road.
You go into this room if he says that. I think I'm always supposed to be Tammy. Hey, Tommy, look between your legs, son.
Yeah, is go in there.
Indoor or outdoor? Because that's what determines Tommy or Tammy.
You rip the Twilight and the Justin Bieber posters off his wall and throw him a baseball.
Yeah, put him in Little League.
And then walk out. Right. And every time he says, call me Tammy, kick him right in the junk. And
right,
say, if you were Tammy, that wouldn't hurt.
So, if you were Tammy, this would not be a big deal at all.
Right. So whatever. So quit crying.
You know what? You just reminded me of something I saw the other day. Uh-huh. There's some guy from, I think, Australia or England or somewhere, who he was working out at a gym or something. And he was a rugby player.
Right.
And he was working out or whatever. Well, he was going to do a little backflip or something to impress somebody.
Oh,
he ends up falling on his neck and breaking his back.
Oh,
breaking his neck. Not to the point of being paralyzed, but he broke his neck and had to go in the hospital. Well, apparently, when he woke up, now he's been in the hospital for a while now, unconscious, in a coma. His fiance is by his side every minute of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he wakes up gay.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't stutter. He woke up gay, he said.
So well, I just, all of a sudden, well, no desire for women.
No desire for women. Don't want to hang out with his old friends. Lost like 40 pounds and is now a hairdresser.
That's amazing.
No.
And all of a sudden he dresses really nice and his apartment's immaculate.
Yeah, he said now he really pays attention to his looks and he's got his hair dyed if he wet different colors like he likes it. And
subscribe to the HG channel on cable.
I read that story and I just laughed. I mean, woke up gay. Just woke up gay.
I mean, some people do that every day, I guess.
I guess so.
It's
somebody that's engaged to be married that's a rugby player. Just woke up gay.
Gets injured. So.
Right. His parents just kick him in the junk all the time because he said, call me Tammy.
Now look at him.
Next thing you know, he's gay. Two AI clever bots have a rude conversation. They've got artificial intelligence systems. They're just tweaking them up, and now they make sure they mention this. The clever bots pronounce themselves clever butts, which made everybody giggle. I don't know why that's in there, but they started going back and forth. Having a conversation, these two AI, it's about like the same thing as you hear people talking about put a humidifier and a dehumidifier in the same room and let them fight it out.
Yeah.
That's about like this. Two AIs, they put them together and they start off talking to each other and responding to what the other one says back and forth. And by the end of it, they've talked about God and they've like cursed each other out. They just get rude. They get rude and start like yelling at each other and talking bad about each other. I mean, I'm not excited about where AI is going. If the personalities that they're working on right now are already like angry, when they put this in giant,
your mom's an Atari.
Yeah, when they put these things in giant metal behemoths, what are we going to do when they have a bad attitude?
Well, we're going to have to fight them.
Yeah, it's going to be Cylons. It's going to be bad. So I don't. I mean,
and all of a sudden you hear a do 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 do. Oh, sorry.
Right.
Keep going.
Yeah, we didn't stop it.
That's all I got.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, somebody needs to tweak these AIs. If you put a couple of them together and within a little bit there's like cussing and fighting carrying on, then we need to tweak something. The last
I want to see somebody put Cirrus and Iris together.
Siri.
Yeah, Siri and Iris together.
Oh yeah.
What is Iris? I don't even know what that is.
Like the Android version of Siri?
Yeah, someone
it came out like 2 days later.
Well, 8 hours later. Someone created it 8 hours later.
It's Siri spelled backwards.
Right.
Oh, it's the weak version of Siri. Okay. That's all you had to say.
Right.
Now, yeah. I don't know if anybody's confused about the whole deal, but isn't Siri like Tom Cruise's daughter's name?
Siri.
Oh, okay. So it's different. All right.
Yeah, it's different.
Good point. Okay, so the last story I got on here, new bill targets workplace bullying. Americans face bullying long after they have left the playground, with a startling 35% of adults either been bullied or currently experiencing bullying at work, according to the Workplace Bullying Institute. So there's a Workplace Bullying Institute. That's the first main thing in this story. Repeated health-harming mistreatment of one or more persons by one or more perpetrators. Verbal abuse, offensive conduct, and behaviors include nonverbal that are threatening, humiliating, intimidating, work interference, sabotage, which prevents you from getting things done. Who of us here have experienced this in a job place?
You know what? Believe it or not, I experienced a little bit of this.
I definitely have.
At the job I'm at now.
Really?
When I first started, yeah. Like the guy who is my manager is about my age.
Yeah.
And I think he got some sort of thrill out of being able to boss someone of my stature around.
Yeah. That's bold, isn't it?
Yeah. And so, yeah, because you know what? I was almost to the point of telling him, hey, buddy, you know, you're my boss in here in this building, but once we get out of the parking lot, we just two men. And I almost told him that. And I did tell my other manager that. I was like,
other manager that about the first manager?
Yeah. I said, look.
Okay.
I said, if this something don't change with this guy, I'm going to tell him we need to have a heart-to-heart talk away from work.
Parking lot meeting.
Yeah. And, I ended up having to call HR.
Wow.
And, and file a complaint about way he was.
What kind of stuff was he doing?
It was like I was like, okay.
Pick that up, carry it over there, and I'll pick it up and carry it back?
Yeah, yeah, that type of stuff. But here's the thing. When you work at a job where you're 100% commissioned, then you want to be helping customers, not doing meaningless tasks to stay busy. So would every little task he would find, he would have me do it rather than any of the other people.
Away from customers.
So he single me out to go do this stuff. And finally I went to HR and I was like, look, I don't know what his problem is with me, but it needs to be resolved. And they said something to him because it's definitely changed a lot. Wow. So
how about that? Is either that or that tail whooped?
Let me tell you something. He was not far from me having to go have a little discussion with him. And I promise you, he would not have liked that.
So here, me and Bubba, the two big guys, we both admit that we've been picked on and bullied in the workplace. And the geeks right now are real quiet. They don't know anything what we're talking about. They've never had any of this happen.
See, not at work.
Really?
But back in high school, yeah.
Yeah. William, nothing?
Nothing since I've basically been an adult. I mean, my jobs when I was in high school, yeah. There's been situations, but nothing.
Like other teenagers just messing with you?
Oh, no, like my bosses and stuff, because, you know, there was some of my first couple jobs, and I was just, you know, just didn't want to get fired, or I was just real nervous and just, you know, dealt with a lot of crap. And
see, I was always the guy in high school who would
take up for people. You
know, yeah, take up for the people that were being bullied.
The crimson always. Hero.
Yeah, that was me. And, but yeah, so I've never had this one time somebody thought they were going to bully me. And when I was in about sixth grade, and he spit in me, in my face.
I didn't know what you were saying for a minute. That was really...
Well, I couldn't decide whether I wanted to say spit on me or spit in my face.
Right.
And,
there was like four more questions I was going to have to ask. Unless
he spit in my face and I came up out of my chair and had him pinned up against a door before he knew what was going on. And I just calmly explained to him that he wasn't ever going to spit in my face.
I will break again. You, fool.
And let me tell you something. I never heard another people sound like that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Just because I'm fat don't mean I can't handle myself.
Sure.
And, of course, by the time I hit junior high and high school, I'd shot up to, you know, not fat, but just big all the way around.
Now, like you're talking about the Crimson Hero situation, when I worked at Walmart, it was kind of a weird situation. First of all, I was 20. All right, now don't this. Let's see, 20? No, 19. Okay, I was 19. Like, we don't need to call the law on this. Okay, so y'all calm down. I was 19, and there was a girl that was there that she was either 16 or just turned 17. And she was all about the A train. Okay, so you know, her mom like said, "Hey, can you give her a ride home?" and all this kind of stuff. So I took care of that for her. And so anyway, that's the first part of the story. Just put that in your back pocket. The mm-hmm. second part of the story is
put
it was other.
Smoke that in your pipe and play with it.
Right, that's a bow line. Yes, smoke that in your pipe and play with it. So, so then there was this other guy that worked in Pets over there where I worked, and he was like a little half dwarf like dude. He was like way shorter. You tell something was wrong with him. You know, he's like, you know, skinny, kind of jacked up. You know, I don't know exactly what his deal was. So when I couldn't have anything,
but missed his chance.
Yeah, he was a little guy, and you know, he looked like he probably had like scoliosis or something. I don't know.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, not really bad, but you could just tell he was just kind of hunched over, and that you sucks. Know, I don't know, like Billy Crystal in Princess Bride. So I quit having anything to do with the girl. I moved on. Well, then she started dating this boyfriend of hers, and her boyfriend was like blonde hair, mullet, hey, I'm cool guy. Only he was, you know, skinny or whatever. So I'm back there in just hanging out in Pets, you know, hanging up some dog leashes. And a mullet dude decides to roll back in Pets and pick on, I can't remember what this other kid's name was. Well, the dude was older. But
Stewart.
So
little.
Yeah, Billy Crystal. So mullet man came and put Billy Crystal in a chokehold and started like choking him and stuff. Well, Crimson Avenger number two, he busts out there, and I'm like, hey, you need to let go of him right now. But man, I'm just playing. I said, you need to let go of him. Well, he already doesn't like me because he's probably been given a heads up that me and his girl used to hang out. So I like try to keep conscious. My daughter may hear some of this one day. So then his he's like, man, he lets go of him and wants to get in my face. And I said, I'll tell you what, buddy. I said, you be outside in the parking lot when I get off work, and me and you'll work this out. And he's like, oh yeah, I'll be there. So then this girl, Shelly, yeah. So this girl, Shelly, is like, don't, you don't need to go out there. You don't need to meet him out there. You know, what are you doing? You don't need to fight. And I'm like, look, you know, he's doing this. I was trying to break up something, and now he wants to, like, be the man. So I'm going to let him be the man. So this was maybe 4 o'clock. We got off work at, like, 9 or something, 10. So, yeah, I think 9. So by the time it's like store closing time and all this, the whole store somehow knows about this. And there is like a buzz that when it's over, I'm going to have a fight in the parking lot. And I have a manager come up to me at one point that he's found out about. He's like, look, man, we can't have you out here fighting on store property. And all this. So I said, look, I'm going to go out to my car and everything's going to be fine. If there's somebody out there waiting on my by my car that wants to fight me, then I'm going to fight him. So he didn't like it either, but I didn't really care. I was making like $6.50 an hour or something, 7 miles an hour, so who cares?
Back then, those jobs were dime a dozen.
Yeah, whatever. I'll go to a grocery store and make a quarter more. So, of course, I get out there, and there ain't nothing but crickets and tumbleweeds. There is nobody out there. Old mullet boy never shows up. And, you know, I hear later that, oh, his girlfriend talked him out of it and all this other stuff. I don't think Mullet Boy wanted to show up.
He's probably one of those type of guys that tell his friends, hold me back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Seriously, hold me back.
Yeah. Yeah. So it never developed or whatever, but I was ready because that Joker was about 130 pounds of hair. And I was, even then, I was probably 225, 230. It would have been ugly. But so that now I've got a question. for you guys. I threw one question out there before the show, Bubba, to talk about them. That question kind of fizzled, so I'm not even going to go with that one. I'm going with a different question, okay? All right, Stuart, you're first up, so you have no warning. Okay. All right.
Great.
Right. Something popped up. Okay, I see. Oh, Skype message. How are you? So this question here, all right. You are given, Stuart, unlimited money for 1 year. All right. At the end of the year, any money that you got is going to be taken back away. And as far as like things that you buy or whatever, I'm going to say the things that you buy are going to be taken away too. So everything you've bought with it that's like material will be taken back away. So you've got unlimited money for 1 year, but you at the end of it, it's like Brewster's Millions. You're not going to have anything to show for it when it's over with. So what are you going to do with your unlimited money for 1 year when it's like, you know, it's like nothing's going to be amounted to it later on? How do you spend your unlimited money?
Huh, that's a very good question.
Right. And the other two guys are going, man, I'm glad he asked him first.
Actually, I got
my answer. Same.
Wow. Okay.
Great. Yeah.
Stuart's the one who's not good at thinking on his
own. That's funny.
I would probably go ahead and still build the Geek Tower.
Right.
Just say, hey, yeah, that did happen.
Right. Even if you just got to give it away later, it don't matter. You'll still be there until they tear it down.
That's right.
Sure.
They've got to spend more money to get rid of it.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So that's the one big thing.
Yeah, I think so.
So it's good to have goals in life, Geek Tower. William.
I was thinking about the Geek Tower, but then we would have to see it go away, and I would not want to get used to that and then have to say bye-bye. So I would use the money to travel, because they can't take the experiences I get from traveling and seeing all kinds of places and eating all kinds of, different cuisines and visiting places. They can't take all that stuff away, so...
Yeah, absolutely. Bubba?
Same exact answer, almost. I would definitely travel, but what I would do is I would probably get about 10 of my closest friends and
please
take them with me.
Clean podcast, please refrain from using the word prostitute. Okay, continue.
No prostitute. I would take my friends with me. I'd have like an entourage, and we would just go traveling around everywhere we wanted to go, do whatever we wanted to do.
So just because, like you said, you're just pimp rolling.
Yeah, you can't take away memories, you know. Take a bunch of pictures.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you.
You would be, by the way.
Sweet. It's done. Screw you, post office. I'm out. All right. Let's see. All right, that's all I'm going to go with on my outline today. We'll call it at that point. I know some of us are on time schedules, so we don't want to roll it. Not William, of course. William's not on time schedule, but some other folks are. Right. He made that clear earlier when I was getting with him. What'd you say, Bubba?
I said I just got to go to work early.
Right, good point. Now, yeah, we mentioned last time, my dad, we during that long ride to Moulton today, we listened to episode 69. And he was like, wow, they were talking about your Thanksgiving Day thing, or after Thanksgiving deal, the midnight to 9 p.m. shift. Yeah. Everybody was like, wow, that's a pretty big deal.
Oh, you know what? Oh, and just on the side note, you know what they popped on us today?
Yeah,
somebody messed something up in payroll, so we're not getting paid tomorrow. We got to wait until Monday.
Oh.
Company-wide, that's 200-something stores, every single employee. So, yeah.
I was worried about that since tomorrow's a holiday. Tomorrow's the day my check's supposed to be direct deposited. So I wonder if somebody's going to drop the ball.
Probably.
Yeah, I get paid tomorrow.
Hey, Deckard, it might be in there now. It might be in there now.
It might be, yeah. I need to check that because that would suck. Yeah, right. All right, fellas, let's see. Make sure you pimp your stuff. I know this is going out on y'all's feed too, but for everybody that's listening to the Anger Mailman show, let them know about Geeks for the Win and all its glory.
Oh,
and just for the record, before you do that, this does not count as me being on Geeks for the Win, just so all our listeners know. They still owe me. I have been waiting for well over a year now.
We did invite you, but you were sick.
They've never invited me.
And
that is a lie.
Anthony can attest to this.
We have recorded proof.
Geeks FTW is probably in my top three favorite podcasts.
Oh, wow, there you go.
And so, hey, can I just say my feelings are hurt? So,
well, you're on the list.
I filled out my.
Well,
you're on the list.
My request. And so
in triplicate, did you get it notarized?
That's all I can. It should be notarized by now, so
okay.
I'm sure they've got a notary public on their staff.
All right, bottom of the stack.
Actually, he's on the top, or no? Is he Stewart? I forgot.
It's just
two quick, people.
Yeah,
it's two people. We can just go top. 1-2. Just switch those.
Yeah.
Y'all mentioned that on the past show.
It's still just two people. No one else is.
Right. So I'm scared of the form. I see. Yeah, Geeks for the Win. Shout out your business.
Oh yeah, definitely. TheGeeksFTW.com is our website, and we are going to be doing some redesigning, so it's not going to look exactly like it does now. So if you want to send us any kind of feedback, TheGeeksFTW. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and it's TheGeeksFTW@gmail.com for our email. And
definitely the voice line. You need to mention that.
Oh yes, the voice
line. My favorite Saturday mail delivery pastime: calling the Geeks voicemail line. Bubba, it's about time for you to give me another ring.
Yeah, it is.
Definitely. The voice line is 1-347-433-5389, and that's 1-347-GEEK-FTW.
Number one, by the way.
Nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're like we mentioned before, we're both members of the Open Forum Radio Network and the new Onyx arm of that. Which is, what is it? Radio, the next, what is it, Bubba?
God. Evolution of Radio.
Yeah, we'll go with that for right now. Evolution of Radio.
Or Joe Rogan, suck it.
Joe Rogan, you ain't got shizzle on us. our voicemail line, 256-841-4646. Or you know what? That is the same as my Skype number. So if somebody were to call 256-841-4646 while we're recording, and if my thing is set to online, it's going to pop up, and I may just click add to conference. And you just be like popped into the show and not even know. So keep that in mind.
We need to do that in the future.
Sure.
We need to broadcast what time we're going to be recording and say, hey, if you're the first one to call into the Skype line, we'll entertain you for an hour and a half.
You have now become the guest.
You'll be the featured guest. You'll even have to do the little line at the end of the show.
I've got like six people or something lined up. We just got to like do them in order. I've got all kind of folks.
Well, that's what she said.
Good point. So, yeah, so that's all I got for episode 70. Again, I want to thank audibletrial.com/amp and this month's sponsor, Sandcastle Multimedia. So check out Sandcastle Multimedia. Just Google them. I'll get a website for the next show where I can actually know where to send you. Check them out for your web development needs. Yeah. Pimp.
Sweet.
So episode 70 in the books, and episode 64, Geeks FTW, in the books. I'm going to do it. Join us next time when you might hear Stuart say,
I am Dragonborn.
He was on it.
He was ready.
He was on it. Sitting on the ghost, son.
And that pistol cocked.
That's number one. All right. That's all I got. Peace out.
Peace.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You love gaming, otherwise you wouldn't be listening to Geeks FTW. If you have ever wanted to have your voice heard on a podcast, now's your chance. Know Your Gamers is always looking for guests. And if you're interested in being on an upcoming episode, send Matt an email at WOFRgaming@gmail.com. You can also contact him on Twitter by searching Patriot1030. KYG is a WOFR production, and all shows can be found by searching WOFR All Gaming Station on iTunes, Zune Marketplace, or the Stitcher app on all mobile smart devices. WOFR is a member of the Open Forum Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. William, you just got done listening to me talk on the podcast for a while, but if you want to jump in the conversation, feel free. You know, shoot us. Well, actually, visit www.tinyurl.com/guestftw, and it's a simple, easy form to fill out. There's a couple questions, like you know, obviously your name, your email, so we know how to contact you, your Skype ID, what day of the week works best for you. We normally record a certain day. It says Tuesday, but our normal recording day now is going to be Wednesday. We'll have it change, but and any certain special topic you'd want to discuss, whether, you know, something, you know, you just saw an interesting movie, or the new such and such technology device came out and you want to talk about it, or a new video game came out, or whatever topic you want to bring to the table, along with our regular, you know, whatever else we have. So definitely, you know, if you want to, you know, guest on our show, you know, just basically just go to tinyurl.com/guestftw and fill out our form. It's very simple. Just, you know, Skype ID, what day is best for you, what time is best for you, including your time zone, please, you know, let us know, since we've had, you know, we only have two people, but one, you know, one is Eastern and the other is whichever time zone is the UK. I think it's, I honestly don't know. I could guess something, but I don't know. But anyways, just let us know, and, you know, topic and your email, of course, and we'll get back to you. Simple five things to fill out, and basically this is just so it's an easier way for us to organize, instead of people emailing us or tweeting us saying, hey, I want to be on your show, and us basically being like, oh, okay, and then other stuff comes up and we forget about it. So we know, you know, hey, we just got done recording this episode, let's look on our list, hey, such and such is wanting to be on the show, let's send him a, you know, message and see if he wants to be on next week, and stuff like that. And so once again, that is tinyurl.com/guestftw. So we look forward to having you on the show if you are interested. Later, guys.